The United States and the United Nations say the levels of violence in Iraq are steadily decreasing, basic services are slowly improving, and the Iraqi security forces are growing both in size and ability. The next test of progress for this nascent democracy will be provincial elections scheduled for January 31, 2009. They will take place in 14 of Iraq's 18 provinces, everywhere except the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in the country's north. The United Nations top envoy in Iraq, Stephane de Mistura, told the Security Council that the focus of the UN's work right now is preparing for that election, which is seen as a major step toward political stabilization.
The Iraqi people want these elections. The forthcoming elections are rightly viewed as an opportunity to establish a more inclusive sectarian balance and shape a new political landscape in our the most significant political event in the forthcoming months.
He said the election preparations are on track, but spoilers could try to derail them, and a spike in violence leading up to them would not be surprising. Meanwhile, the UN mandate governing the presence of U.S. and foreign troops in Iraq is due to expire at the end of this year. The United States and Iraq have been engaged in lengthy and difficult negotiations on an agreement, known as the Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA, that would replace the UN mandate. Iraqi Ambassador Hamad al-Bayati said he is optimistic that an agreement can be reached before the mandate expires.
We are still optimistic that an agreement will be reached between the Iraqi and the U.S. government regarding the Status of Forces Agreement. And however, we keep all our options open. We still have the chance, if they can't reach an agreement by the end of December, to go back to the Security Council to ask for the extension of the mandate for the multinational forces.
The current draft agreement calls for U.S. troops to leave Iraqi cities by June 2009 and from the entire country by 2011. But there are still some sticking points. Ambassador Bayati said the most important issue for Baghdad is that of Iraqi jurisdiction over U.S. forces in Iraq, removing their immunity in cases of crimes committed in the line of duty. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.